I would tell him to go to eating or something like that. That's what I'd tell him. If the breakfast was already on there and they were standing around there, I'd tell him as well.
Okay. And say if someone came into the kitchen, you'd ask him, won't you what down, won't you?
Sit down.
Okay, so you say, so then he...
would sit down.
Okay. And you say nobody else was standing because they had all...
They did.
Or they'd all what down, they'd all... Everybody's what down in their chairs, everybody...
Sitting down.
Okay.
Everybody's sitting down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you tell them, go ahead and...
And get one or something like
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, go ahead and what yourself, go ahead and...
I would know, just say, go ahead and eat or something like that.
Yeah, you're offering them something. You say, go ahead and what yourself to the potatoes. Go
help
ahead.
Yourself.
Huh?
Help yourself to the potatoes.
So you say, so then he went ahead and...
Ate them.
Or what himself to the...
Potatoes.
Yeah, then he went ahead and... What himself to the potatoes.
I got to mix it somehow. I can't get that straight.
You say, you told him to go ahead and help himself, so you say, so then he went ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay. And you say, I asked him to pass him over to me since he had already... What, himself?
He already got him himself, ate him himself, or...
Okay, since he had already what, himself?
He already ate himself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If someone offers you some food and you decide not to eat it, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
That's what I said. No, thank you. I don't want it. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't care for it or something like that.
Okay. And you say if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
been spoiled or something that's been done not...
No, it's still good if you're just having the same thing that you had the day before. You'd say that the food has been
used or something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear warmed up or head over or heated over?
Say what?
Warmed up or heated
over. Oh,
up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's?
I just took the stuff and, you know, and where you had left over and it's cool, or you put it back in there something and have it heated over, warm it up again, put it back on the table again,
okay.
Warm it up, heat it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
Okay. And do you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it like that?
Well, I heard it, but I know they do. I heard it.
Do you know what it's called?
No, I don't. I really don't. What you call it?
Did you ever hear of mush? Or kosh or something like that?
Well, I hear something like that, but I just can't remember too good about that.
And what do you call peas and beets and carrots and so on that you grow yourself?
Well, we just call them. That's what they are. We call them peas. Call them beans. Carrot, beachy, that's what we call them.
But what about just a general name for that? You'd say that's...
I don't know. That's all I know. Just a general name. That's all I ever know. But it's...
Yeah, but you said that you talk about fruit or...
vegetable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use this? Call them something different, like sass or garden truck or something. If you grew them yourself?
Well, I suppose so, but I don't know what you call it, but I imagine it's different if you grew them yourself.
Yeah.
If you grew them yourself, but